up so we can go," I said sternly. He didn't stop trying to reach for me, but each time I playfully swatted him away, promising next time when we didn't have a closing to get to. I finished up first and left him in the shower, pouting. Finding my clothes in the living room took a little effort. Things were thrown everywhere. I blushed, remembering how bold I'd been. When I heard the shower turn off, I quickly started dressing. I had on my bra, my shirt, and my socks, and was holding my pants when Chase came into the room, still drying off with a towel. "I can't find my underwear," I confessed. He shrugged. "So, go commando." "I can't do that."
"Sure you can. Look, if it makes you feel better, I'll go commando too."
"What? How would that make me feel better?"
"Well, you'd know you weren't alone."
"Yeah, but all I'd think about was how much less there was between the two of us. Not conducive for an important meeting like this." With hands on my hips, I demanded he help me find them. He was fully dressed, and we were still looking for my underwear when he burst out laughing. He pointed up, and I followed his gaze. Hanging from the rafter beneath the loft were my panties.
"How the hell did you manage that?" he teased.
Chase. Chapter 15. Colette was waiting in the parking lot when we arrived at the address she had texted me.
"Wonderful. Wonderful you're both here. Thought for a moment you were going to stand me up," she said dramatically.
"Colette, this is Jenna. Jenna, this is our realtor." I quickly made the introductions. The ladies seemed to size each other up. Jenna felt tense, and Colette seemed disappointed. I wondered briefly what the two women saw in each to cause those reactions, but I didn't dare ask. I had sisters. I knew better than to get in the way of a female territorial dispute. I put my arm around Jenna's shoulders and pulled her to me, kissing her temple. "You ready to go buy a house?" She took a deep, calming breath.
"I'm ready."
Colette seemed to snap out of whatever her issue was upon hearing that. Clearly, dollar signs won. On the ride up to the lawyer's office, I wanted to make sure we were all set. "No surprises, right? You had no issues drawing up the amended files to include Jenna?"
"Everything is written exactly as you requested. The owners have already signed their part. This is truly just a formality. The cabin and all 33 acres are yours."
The process went quickly. The papers were signed, and we were soon shaking hands and being congratulated as keys and copies of the documents were being thrust our way.
"How about an early lunch to celebrate?"
I asked, including Colette in the offer.
"Sorry, I have another closing in 10 minutes. It was nice to meet you, Jenna," she said a little coldly, shaking my girl's hand.
"And Chase, as always, the pleasure is all mine." I laughed. "Sure it is, but really, thanks for everything, Colette." We said another round of goodbyes in the parking lot, and I opened the door for Jenna to get in. But she turned and hugged me, pressing her lips briefly to mine.
"This is insane, you know that, right?"
"What?" I asked innocently.
"A house? Chase, we're homeowners."
She squealed in delight, and I knew that there was absolutely nothing in this world I wouldn't give or do for this woman to keep her that happy forever. We drove over towards the mall to grab some lunch. It was nice being able to touch Jenna, put my arm around her waist as we walked in or hold her hand, waiting on our order without concern that someone would see us and say something. With our stomachs full, we headed off for Walmart, the big supercenter kind. I figured we could probably find most things we needed for the house there. Jenna was adorable with how excited she was to shop together for our home. It warmed my heart watching her and knowing it was the start of our life together. I grabbed a cart and immediately turned towards the home goods section while she made an abrupt left for pharmacy and personal care. I raised an eyebrow at her in question.
"First things first, there was no soap or shampoo at the house. I can't even believe I'm out in public looking like this," she said, holding up a strand of her hair in disgust.
I laughed. She looked gorgeous to me, but if it meant that much to her, conditioner, here we come.
I watched her fill the cart with all her favorite products before asking me what my preferences were. We stocked up on not just soap and shampoo, but deodorant, toothbrushes, and more toothpaste than I thought we'd consume in a year. I teased her, causing her to blush. When she was certain we had enough to survive, because, you know, the store was only 10 minutes from the house, so who knew when we'd get back there, we headed towards Home Goods. "Did you take inventory of what was in the kitchen?" she asked. "Not really. There's some mismatched dishes and small appliances. I'm sure it's enough to get by on, but we can donate whatever you don't want and buy new," I assured her. She bit her bottom lip, causing my body to stir. I couldn't help it. She was mine now, and I didn't hesitate as I leaned in and sucked her lip out of her mouth and into mine. She was breathless, and her cheeks were heated when I pulled back. She quickly looked around to see if anyone had seen us before smacking me playfully and scolding me about PDA. I laughed at her as I grabbed 2 toasters off the shelf, one in black, one in stainless steel. "Decision time," I said, juggling them back and forth. "Pick a toaster." She surprised me by reaching for the black one. "Black, huh?" She nodded without hesitation. "All the appliances are already black, but stainless picks up fingerprints so easily it always looks dirty to me." "Black it is," I said, adding it to the cart before pulling a matching black microwave off the shelf. "I'm pretty sure there's already a microwave there," she informed me. I crinkled my nose in disgust. "There's just something wrong about a used microwave." She laughed. "If it's dirty, it can be easily cleaned, you know." "No. Just no. Sorry, I'm not giving up mine in the dorm, and I refuse to use the one left there. You have a fallout shelter's worth of beauty supplies, so I can have a new microwave." She laughed and nudged me, shaking her head. "You're so weird sometimes," she teased. We got through the kitchen aisle before attacking the linens. I left most of that up to her, insisting I didn't care. She picked out blankets and a new comforter for our bed, an extra set of sheets, towels, and even throw pillows for the couch. She fell in love with a particular lamp, and so I added 2 to the mix. When she reached the candles aisle, I had to tell her no. Apparently the smell of candles was not as awful for panthers as it was for wolves. She looked a tiny bit disappointed, but said she understood before heading off for my second biggest nightmare, cleaning supplies. We made some compromises there, but in the end it seemed to work out. We wandered through the food aisles, discussing our favorite and least favorite foods. It turned out to be a wonderful way of getting to know Jenna. With an overflowing cart and one last stop in women's clothing for her to pick out a few items to keep at the house, we headed for checkout, paid, and headed home. On the drive back to the house, Jenna's phone rang. She sighed heavily, and I could feel her nervousness when she looked at the screen. "Hey, Tessa," she said, answering the phone. "Yeah?" "Uh-huh." "I know, sorry to worry you." "I'm not on campus right now." "Yes, I'm fine." "No, you have your game tonight, and I've got plans out of town this weekend and won't be back till Sunday evening." "I understand what's expected of me, Tess, but I'm telling you I'm not going to make it to the party. I have other plans." "It doesn't matter." "Look, I'll talk to you on Sunday. Have a good weekend." She hung up the phone and stared at it for a moment. "I wanted to tell her, Chase, but I'm not ready to lose her just yet. We're going to have to keep things secret a little while longer." I felt a stab of disappointment, bordering on rejection, but mentally I understood where she was coming from. As I pulled up in front of the house and killed the engine, I pulled her towards me and kissed her temple. "I know it's not always going to be easy for us. You take however long you need to tell her. We'll be careful on campus. But here, you're all mine." I waggled my eyebrows up and down, causing her to snort as she laughed. "Come on, we've got, a few bags to take in and put away." We both turned to look at the overflowing pile of bags in the back of the Jeep and groaned. The next 4 hours were spent moving in and getting the place settled.
Jenna scrubbed the floors and bathrooms. I hung new pictures she'd picked out and took down old ones we didn't want to keep. We rearranged the furniture the way we wanted it and stocked the kitchen. The pile of donations kept growing as we found more and more things stashed around the house neither of us wanted to keep, especially in the loft. There were four more bedrooms up there, and one of them was crammed full of miscellaneous stuff. What the hell were we going to do with four extra bedrooms? My mind began to wander to all sorts of delicious thoughts. "Look at this," Jenna said, interrupting a scene playing out in my head. I turned to see her holding up an old typewriter. I laughed. "Guess if the power ever goes out, we can still get our papers written." When we'd done as much as we could, we both collapsed onto the couch, exhausted. I was starving and suggested ordering pizza, but she was determined we were not wasting all the food we had just bought, and she stubbornly managed to drag herself into the kitchen to cook. Watching my mate barefoot in our kitchen preparing our first meal in our first home overwhelmed me. I thought my heart would explode with happiness. I knew deep down that life wouldn't always be this simple and perfect, but it didn't stop me from wishing it would be. My cell phone rang, and I smiled as I saw Kyle's face pop up on the screen. "Hey, big brother," I answered. "Hey yourself. Haven't heard from you in a while, just wanted to check in to make sure you're attending classes and keeping your nose clean." "Ha ha ha, very funny. I'm the least troublesome of the entire family." He laughed, but conceded it was the truth. "Seriously, everything's good?" "Yeah, why?" "Just been worried about you. You ever sort out that issue with the feline?" "Jenna, Kyle. Her name is Jenna." "Jenna, huh? It's serious, isn't it?" "Yep. How serious?" "Kyle, she's my true mate." "So, Panther, is it?" "Yeah." A sinking feeling hit my stomach. "You got a problem with that?" "Dude, if she's your true mate, you know I might not understand it, but of course I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'd never deny anyone their one true mate." I let out a breath I hadn't realized I was holding. "Good." "That serious? You thinking about completing the bond with her?" "I'm not thinking about it, Kyle," I said, trying to relay to him the full impact of what I was trying to say. "Shit, you already bonded? I'm your alpha and you didn't think to call and tell me?" I laughed. "Technically, alpha," I exaggerated the name. "I have 7 days to tell you, and it just happened." "Something like that doesn't just happen, Chase." "I don't mean it like that. I mean literally, Kyle, it just happened yesterday." Before the shock of my words could fully sink in, I figured I might as well disclose it all. "Oh, and we bought a house, so we've been a little busy the last 24 hours.
"You what?
You seriously bought a house?
Why?
I thought you were just looking for a place to rent." "Because I want to spend time with my mate," I said matter-of-factly, and I didn't like any of the rentals available.
"Then you put a sock on your doorknob. You don't run out and buy a house."
"Well, I did, and I'm happy for it. If you have some free time, you and Kelsey should drive up and check it out. It's a nice place, and we have plenty of room. We'll be here another 2 years, Kyle. It just made sense. Plus, her family isn't exactly going to be thrilled with her taking a wolf for a mate."
"You're telling me. King Lockhart is pretty vocal on his stance of interspecies dating, let alone mating. He's going to flip when he hears one of his panthers bonded outside his circle, purebloods and all that." I flinched.
"Yeah, about that. It's a little worse than that."
"What?"
Okay. So Jenna isn't just some panther. She's Jenna Lockhart. Her dad is the king." There was silence on the other end. I gave it a moment, and nothing. I thought maybe the call had dropped, but looking down it still showed connected.
"Kyle, you still there?"
"Tell me this is a joke, Chase." I growled. I would never joke about something like this.
"Chase,
Please tell me you did not mate Lockhart's daughter without seeking permission first. Why would I do that? We both know he wouldn't have granted it.
Chase?
Don't chase me, Kyle. She's my one true mate, so I have every right to bond with her. There's nothing he or you can do about it. If you can't support that, then fine. We don't need you in our lives.
I had never once considered that my family wouldn't back us 100%. The pain and hurt that caused was almost unbearable.
Simmer down, pup. That's not what I meant.
It's just... Damn it, Chase, do you have any idea the interspecies shitstorm this could stir up?
She's well aware her father will likely disown her. We're keeping things quiet through the remainder of the semester, or as quiet as possible to give her some more time with her sister.
I'm not talking about disowning. I'm talking about an all-out war, Chase.
I hadn't even considered that as an impact.
I'm sure you're just overreacting, Kyle.
Just keep a low profile while we come up with a plan, okay?
Yeah, okay, if that's what you think is best. I had planned on bringing her home for spring break. Is that okay? I want to introduce her to the family.
Yeah, man. Of course that's fine.
And Chase?
Yeah?
Congratulations, man. You must have balls of steel to go through with this. But I'm really happy you found your true mate. Even though she is a cat.
I laughed. Thanks, bro, I said, hanging up the phone.
Jenna looked at me sadly.
Not as happy about our bonding as you expected, huh?
I looked up at her, knowing she had been listening to my conversation.
It's not that. Actually, he was happy for us. He's just worried about your dad.
My dad? Why?
Kyle seems to think he could cause some trouble and take it out on the pack.
What? He wouldn't.
At least I don't think he would do anything that extreme.
Never speak to me again, yes, but beyond that?
She chewed on her bottom lip.
Hey, don't worry.
Jenna, I'm serious. You can't stress over what he may or may not do. If anything happens, we'll deal with it one step at a time. She nodded and collapsed onto the couch next to me, snuggling into my side. I knew that as long as we had each other, everything else would work itself out. I skipped my Thursday classes, and when we got word that our graphics class had canceled, we blew off our Friday classes, too. I knew we couldn't make a habit of it, but right then, it was what we needed. The remainder of the weekend seemed to fly by, and by Sunday afternoon, we were both in denial that we had to return to school. The cabin was far better than I had ever hoped. It was secluded and quiet. We had enough land to roam freely in our animal forms whenever we felt like it, as we had the night before with only the crest of the moon to light our way. If I didn't want to dress at all, that was okay. I had spent most of the weekend naked as the day I was born. No fear of someone walking in on us or even coming to the door. We resided in our own perfect bubble without prejudice or worry, and we would always have it as a safe haven to just love openly and freely. I knew the life we were creating together would be wonderful, but we also still lived in a world that wouldn't always see past our differences. My fraternity brothers loved Jenna and enjoyed having her hang out at the house, but even they thought we were only friends because in our world, cats and dogs didn't mix beyond that. A part of me didn't want to return. I had tasted something sweeter, and I didn't want to give it up. Sleeping without Jenna tucked into my side or sprawled out across my chest seemed cold and empty. I wanted to be with my mate. We could have petitioned for a mated room. We weren't the first couple at the Ark to bond before graduation, but to do so would be to confess what we'd done. I was okay with that. My family knew, and they were the only people I truly cared about. I knew if my frat brothers couldn't get past it, then that would be okay. I'd be okay without them. But Jenna wasn't ready to risk losing her sister. I didn't know how we were going to pull it off. Our combined smells alone would tip off anyone near us. My wolf would naturally put off a scent alerting other male wolves that I was newly mated. It warned them of potential instability and aggression. How would everyone not see it just in the grin I couldn't keep from my face? I knew I'd do anything Jenna asked, but hiding our bond was going to require Academy Award-level acting skills I wasn't sure I possessed. Jenna's phone rang again as I was locking the door behind us. "Tessa," she said, "that's the 8th time she's called today. I know she's just worried about me, but she's driving me nuts. It's not like you to run off alone for a long weekend or skip classes. After a couple weeks, hopefully she'll get a clue and calm down. Or she'll never let me out of her sight again," she groaned. "Not an option," I said adamantly. "Keeping to ourselves during the week will be hard enough. There's no way I'll survive through the weekend without you." She grinned and rose up on her tippy toes to plant a kiss on my lips. "I won't last that long either, though it does help knowing you will be just as miserable." I groaned. The woman was going to be the death of me. We got in the Jeep and drove mostly in silence. I held her hand, not ready to let her go. When we pulled up to the lot closest to her house, I parked. "Promise you'll call me tonight when you're settled. I know Tessa will drill you hard before then, and I get you need time with your sisters, too. But call me before bed, regardless of how late it is." "I will. I promise." She looked out the window sadly. Then, sighing, she leaned over and chanced one last kiss before leaving the Jeep. At the edge of the woods and the path that led to her house, she turned and waved before disappearing. The moment Jenna was out of sight, I felt an emptiness that I hadn't expected. My chest ached at her loss. "Pull it together, Weston," I scolded myself aloud. "She's been gone less than a minute." Still, I knew that even that short of time was too much. How was I going to survive most of the week? I was already counting down the seconds until calculus class when I could see her again. I parked the Jeep in my usual spot as close to the house as possible and walked the short distance. Opening the door and entering, I saw some of the guys were strewn out across the living room couches playing Call of Duty. I didn't see Matt and felt bad for being grateful for it. I knew he'd be the one to make a big deal of my disappearance.
"Hey, Chase is back. Missed you this weekend, man. Epic party with the Panthers," Damon said. I just nodded and quickly headed for my room. Opening and closing the door behind me, I moved to collapse on my bed when I heard rustling to my right. "What the hell?" I yelled, seeing a chubby new kid on my roommate's bed quickly shoving bags of chips into the nightstand drawer. "Hey," he said when the drawer was closed, though he kept looking at it and then back at me like he thought I'd make a move for his chips or something.
"You must be Chase."
"I'm Chad. I just transferred here.
I'm your new little brother. We're going to be roommates."
Jenna, Chapter 16. I was struggling to keep the smile off my face, even though nerves were fluttering in my stomach as I approached the house. I had this vision of being ambushed and questioned the second I walked in. Could I keep it to myself? Bonding with Chase made me feel like an entirely different person. Still me, just more. I was stronger, more alive and confident than ever. Would they notice? Did it show on the outside as much as that change felt on the inside? My heart was pounding in my chest as I reached the front door and slowly turned the knob to enter. To my relief, or maybe even a little disappointment, no one was around in the main living areas. Realizing I could just slip into my room undetected, I quickly made my way down the hall. As I opened my bedroom door, I was grateful I didn't have to deal with it all just yet. I had taken a shower that morning, but Chase and I had made love 3 times since then, and I was certain to be covered in his scent. I didn't want to wash his scent off, but I knew it was the prudent thing to do. I threw my backpack on the bed and started to head for the bathroom. "Where have you been, Jenna? I've been worried sick," Tessa said as I screamed. I hadn't seen her sitting at my desk when I walked in. My heart was suddenly pounding even harder in my chest than it was before I entered the house. I didn't know that was even possible. Tessa, you scared me half to death. She looked slightly remorseful, but she still radiated irritation. It's not like you to just disappear like that. You're supposed to be the responsible one here, I snorted. Me? The responsible one? Tessa, no one cares what I'm doing. I'm not up to something devious or bad. I just wanted to get away from this place for a few days. And look, I'm really tired. I still have some homework to finish up, and I desperately want a hot shower first. She crinkled her nose as I passed. You do need a shower. But we will be talking about this more. Daddy is video calling at 6. Please don't miss it. You've been skipping them a lot lately. He always worries about you so much, and truthfully, Jen, I like it here. I don't want him relocating us again if he feels he can't trust you. Don't worry. I won't say a thing about this weekend. Next time you want to just go off by yourself, please just at least tell me first. I really do worry about you. As Tessa exited my room, it dawned on me that my sister assumed I had been alone all weekend. She had not even thought to question that. I had always been a loner and needed my downtime to recover in solitude. Maybe getting away with Chase on the weekends wouldn't be that hard. I'd just let Tessa know I needed some alone time. I quickly showered, feeling refreshed. As I dried off, I noticed a few faint bruises on the inside of my thighs. My muscles ached, but the heated water had helped. I knew I was coming down from my Chase Weston high, and I realized I was sore all over. I had gotten the workout of my life and knew I'd be paying for it over the next few days, but I couldn't help but smile back at the memories we'd created. Yeah, it was worth it. He was worth it. Chase's optimism about our future was contagious. For now, he was going to remain my little secret. Yet a part of me wanted to scream from the rooftops. Chase is my mate, so back off, ladies. I glanced at my clock as I dressed. 5:30. I didn't have long before Daddy would be calling. I grabbed my backpack and pulled my books out to get to work. By the time Tessa knocked on my door, I was feeling back to my normal self and two questions away from finishing the last of my calculus assignment. Hey, is it time? I asked. Yeah, can we take it in here? She asked. My room's a mess and I don't want to hear about it. I laughed. Sure. Relieved, she settled onto my bed with her back against the wall and her feet dangling over the edge. I finished the question I was working on before joining her. Her laptop sat on her lap with the program already open and waiting. She placed her head on my shoulder and sighed. How are your classes going? She asked me. Mostly fine. Calculus is a little tougher than I had expected, but I'm managing. I absolutely adore my photography class in graphic design. I know I shouldn't. It's not in the plan. I rolled my eyes above her head, but I really love them. Daddy's wrong on that, you know. I'm happy you found something you love. I'll admit I was pretty upset when he forced me to uproot and follow you here. All the girls were, actually. Tess, I never asked. She cut me off. I know. We all know. We may be identical, but Daddy's always been more worried about you. He's always watched you closer, made certain you had more security. You never asked for anything, so when you asked for this, it wasn't a surprise he granted it. I've acted out for years trying to get his attention, but it's always been you he pays the most attention to. Tessa, watch after Jenna. Keep her away from boys, especially those lions. Remember, she's your charge, he had said, before we left to come here. He checks in every week to see how you're doing. I'll admit, sometimes I'm resentful about it, but mostly I just feel sorry for you. I'm glad you're taking your life into your own hands. Screw him. You live for you and be happy, Jenna. There were tears in my eyes, and I hugged my sister close. She had no idea how much her words meant to me. I had always known they put the pressure of watching me on Tess. It had been a thing when we were little. Tessie, watch after Jenna. You're the big sister. It's your duty. Anytime we went anywhere. I had even felt sorry for her because of it. It strained our high school years, and I was well aware of the resentment towards me from all the sisters over the transfer to Archibald Reynolds. I never asked to uproot any of you, Tessa. I'm so sorry. I know you hate the responsibility of watching out for me, and it shouldn't be your job. I'm a grown woman, capable of making rational decisions, even if they aren't exactly as Daddy would like. I grimaced, thinking of Chase. Would Daddy blame Tessa for allowing it to happen on her watch? I hadn't thought about that as a possibility. I knew the consequences of my decision for me, but I hadn't given any thought as to how they would impact her. It's okay, Jenna. I am your big sister. I groaned. By 2 minutes, Tess. 2 minutes. For all we know, they could have mixed us up in the hospital or any time afterwards, and I'm really the oldest. We both laughed. It was true. Our parents had been terrible at telling us apart our whole lives. As two distinctive personalities evolved, it was harder to mix us up. But as babies and little girls, it was a frequent occurrence. You are not. I am. I will always be the oldest, even if you are the more mature and responsible one. She elbowed me in the side and grinned. The computer flashed, and a phone jingle started. We both stared at each other and took a deep breath. Daddy. Tessa hit the connect button, and we plastered identical fake smiles on our faces. Hi, Daddy, we said in unison, as our father's face filled the screen.
There, my beautiful daughters.
Edmund Lockhart was a tall, thin man, graying with a receding hairline. He wasn't extremely overbearing to look at, yet his eyes always held a lethal quality to them. He was observant and sharp as a whip. Probably the smartest person I'd ever met. Fully grown men cowered under his scrutiny. I'd never been afraid of my father, but I was now afraid of the impact my mating Chase would bring to my family. Tessa and I had a strained relationship, largely because of our dad, but she was still my best friend.
Jenna, I hear you switched a few classes?
Yes, Daddy, I did. I'm studying photography and graphic design. I love it. I tried to infuse as much excitement as I could muster. I would not have had the courage previously, but I was still riding a bit of my Chase high. Plus, the nearly 3,000 miles of distance helped boost my confidence. His nose scrunched up, and I fought back a hysterical laugh. I knew that was a sign of how displeased he was. It was one I rarely saw, though I had seen plenty of others shake in their boots at that same face. It both terrified and elated me. I was going to piss my father off when he found out what I'd done. Just knowing that had a weird sort of freeing elation. I didn't have to please him any longer.
Well, he finally said, I suppose it could be worse. I assume you're doing okay in your real classes, too?
He put major emphasis on the word real that had me cringing. Yes, Daddy, I'm doing well in all my classes. I couldn't help but emphasize all in the same manner. Tessa shot me a glare with questioning eyes, wondering what I was doing and begging me to shut up.
How about you, Tessie?
Daddy had always called her Tessie. I knew she hated it, said it made her sound like a little girl.
I'm doing surprisingly well in all my classes too, Daddy,
she confessed. I realized she hadn't once asked me to cover for her or do any of her assignments since we started the semester. I had been so wrapped up in my own drama that I hadn't even realized that I had missed hers. Fortunately, Daddy was interrupted and had to end the call early. He told us he loved us and hung up. We both stared at the screen in silence. I got the feeling Tessa felt as relieved as I had that the call had ended. I think we both got off the hook a little easier than expected.
I can't believe you told him about the new classes and how much you enjoy them.
Way to go, Jenna, my twin said proudly. A warmth started low in my stomach, a very different warmth than Chase usually invoked. I tried not to blush even thinking it. This one spread and filled me with pride. And you, I added, trying to quickly change the subject. You're actually going to class and keeping up okay? You haven't once asked me for help here. She blushed.
There's a really cute TA in my history class who was tutoring me.
I don't know. He's different, Jen. I don't want to be the normal dumb rich girl around him, so I'm actually trying, she laughed. Who would have thought? But I'm understanding everything just fine. I have B's in all my classes right now, and aside from his guidance, no one has helped me get them. I could hear the pride in her voice, and I reached over and hugged her. We weren't exactly the touchy-feely kind of family, so my gesture surprised her, though she didn't pull away. I'm so proud of you, Tessa. I always knew you could do it. If I'd had any doubts, I'd never have helped you to begin with, she laughed. You little brat. You did not. Did too. You just needed to believe in yourself, that's all. When did you get to be so smart? We both laughed. I had always been the smarty pants of the family. Hey, did you hear? Anita is dating Matt Williams, Tessa told me. What? Seriously? I mean, I knew they liked each other and had, messed around. Sex, Jenna. It's called sex, she said, laughing at me. It's okay to say sex. Actually, several of the girls are having sex. If Daddy only knew, he'd be furious. There's not one single male panther at this school. What was he thinking? I blushed at how candid she was being, and she rolled her eyes at me. Jenna, we're all adults here. What's really the harm in it? I know that, Tessa. I'm not judging. I think Anita and Matt are great together. I'm just wondering what happens if they decide to mate. I was testing the waters with my sister. I knew it was a dangerous game, but I couldn't seem to help myself. Tessa sobered. Jenna, you know what Daddy expects. Not just from you and me, but all of us here. He would demand Anita return home if he found out about Matt. And he's a freaking jaguar. Same species, different colored fur. But Sydney, she's seen a lion. And, the TA I was telling you about, he's a tiger. My eyes widened in shock and my mouth dropped open. Of all the felines, my dad hated the lions the most, but tigers were a close second. I had heard whispered rumors of why over the years, but it had never made any sense to me. A tiger? Tessa, are you sure that's what you want? She nodded. He's a really sweet guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's not like my true mate or anything. I'm not going to bond with him. But I really like him, and we get along great. I'm hoping he asks me out, and maybe we could go to spring formal together. She stared at me with her big eyes looking so vulnerable. It was like looking in a mirror at myself, or how I'd imagine I would look when I finally got up the nerve to tell her about Chase. I smiled, and she slowly relaxed. Tessa, I think that's great. I know everyone here thinks of me as some goody-goody, but honestly, I just want you to be happy. I don't care if this guy is a tiger, a lion, or a camel, or a jackal, even. As long as he treats you right and it's what you want. Thanks. I thought she genuinely meant it, too, but then she laughed again. A camel? A jackal? Really, Jen. A freaking dog? Even I have some standards. I cringed. Anita's dating a DOG, I pointed out. Not the same. No, but all of his fraternity brothers are canines, and they've been sniffing around this place since we arrived. Sure, they're pretty to look at and fun to flirt with, but I can't imagine any of the Panthers actually falling for one of them. Can you even imagine? I faked a laugh alongside my sister. Yeah, I could definitely imagine. But I wasn't ready to tell her that. I wasn't sure if I ever would truly be ready for that confession. Tessa finally said goodnight and left me alone in my room. It wasn't even 7 yet, and had only been about 2 hours since I said goodbye to Chase. Yet I missed him terribly and wanted to talk to him. I picked up my phone and texted him. Jenna, miss you already. My phone dinged almost immediately. Chase, miss you more. Jenna, dinner? I bit my bottom lip as I waited for his response. I knew I was pushing my luck, and we were bound to get caught. But I couldn't help myself. I wanted my mate. Chase, on campus or off? I rolled my eyes and grinned. I could already imagine where his thoughts were headed. Home. Jenna, better make it on. Chase, fine. but I have a study date in 30 minutes. I smiled. I hadn't thought about that. It was Sunday, and we did have a standing study date in the library every Sunday evening. Jenna, subs? Chase, perfect. I'll pick them up and see you there. I put down the phone, still smiling, but jumped at a knock on my door. Who is it? I asked. The door opened, and Anita peeked her head in without asking. Hey, Anita. What's up?
Where were you this weekend?
She asked in a hushed voice as she closed the door behind her. I just needed to get away, I lied.
I saw Tessa leave earlier. Did she, tell you?
Tell me what? Her eyes filled with worry. Oh, sorry, I thought she'd have told you. You see, I'm sort of
seeing Matt Williams, she finally blurted out.
Oh, yeah, that. She told me. Before I could continue, she started talking a mile a minute.
I wanted to tell you first, but you weren't here, and it sort of slipped out at the party last night. I had one too many beers, and I blabbed. Plus, he was here, and he just looked so yummy. I couldn't keep my hands to myself.
Oh, no, she said, her hands flying to her mouth.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give too much information. I can't imagine what you're thinking right now. Do you hate me?
I laughed.
Slow down, girl. I could never hate you.
I think you and Matt make a really cute couple. And as long as you're happy, I'm happy for you.
She let out an exaggerated sigh of relief and collapsed on the bed next to me.
Thanks, Jenna. I didn't really care a ton about what the others thought. Ayana is furious, tainting the family name and all that. But the rest I could care less. I just really hoped it wouldn't screw up our friendship.
Anita, that's crazy. Why would it? She shrugged.
I don't know. I mean, you'd think people would be more open-minded at a place like the Ark, but really, we've both been cold-shouldered by people already. And I know your dad will flip if he ever finds out.
I wouldn't sweat it. I mean, your sister is one thing, but the others are just jealous, Anita.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. Matt Williams is hot, girl. There's bound to be plenty of girls mad he's off the market. I wouldn't take it personally.
Wow. Thanks, Jenna. I really hadn't thought about it like that. I started packing up my backpack and glanced at the time. I needed to hurry to meet up with Chase.
Hey, where are you going?
It's Sunday, I reminded her. Study group with Chase? Are you and Matt coming tonight? She blushed.
Yeah. About that?
No, we're not. We were only really using the time to see each other.
I laughed, knowing that's the only reason this study group ever got started, so Chase and I could spend time together without questions.
But hey, if you don't want to be alone with Chase, of course we'll come, I snorted.
Why would I care about being alone with Chase?
I was glad my back was turned to her when I realized what I'd just said. Luckily, she didn't seem to take it that way at all.
You're right. Chase is a great guy, and I know he'll watch out for you. You know, there are plenty of ladies on this campus who would kill to be in your shoes.
Huh? I turned to face her, trying to understand what she was saying.
I know you and Chase have fooled around a little bit, at least for that stupid challenge. But then again, what ovary holder on campus hasn't?
I struggled to bite down the roar threatening to escape me at the insinuation about my mate as she continued.
But really, I mean, you guys are like actual friends, and you spend a lot of time together. I'm just saying. I know you don't think of him like that, but Chase is pretty hot, too. Not as hot as Matt, but still H-A-W-T hot. Most girls would be super excited to spend some alone time with him in the library.
She waggled her eyebrows up and down comically, and I laughed, shoving her aside and leaving on that note. Shaking my head, I left her sprawled out on my bed.
See you later, Anita.
Where are you headed? Tessa called after me as I was leaving the house. I turned to see her.
Oh, hey, Tess. Nothing exciting. It's Sunday night. I have study group.
Oh, right. I forgot. Well, have fun.
She waved and closed the door as I turned and walked across campus. Chase was already in our regularly booked room with subs, chips, and sodas,
laid out on the table for us. He looked over my shoulder as I closed the door behind me. I never felt like we had privacy in the room because you could see out into the library so clearly. But I did know we were entirely alone and those on the other side of that two-way mirror couldn't see us.
"Where Matt and Anita?" "I grabbed extras, figuring they'd be here."
Apparently, she and Matt went public.
"Public what?"
"They're dating, Chase. As she put it, they don't need to pretend they are studying to see each other now, so she'd rather not even bother. Anita hates the library. She only ever came to see Matt."
"Oh,"
he said, a wide grin breaking out across his face. He reached over and snagged me around the waist and pulled me into his arms.
"That is great news to me."
He leaned down and kissed me. I was already breathless when he pulled back, still grinning. We sat next to each other at the table, close enough to touch, and started to eat. The need to be near him was so much stronger than I had ever imagined it would be. Just sitting there in the same room, our knees touching under the table while talking amiably, made me feel so peaceful. That peace was interrupted by a knock at the door seconds before it flew open.
Chase. Chapter 17.
"What the hell?" I said as my head whipped around towards the door as Matt and Anita walked in, with Chad behind them.
"I thought you guys weren't going to make it," Jenna said.
Matt gave me a sincere, apologetic look.
"We weren't, but, Chad needs some calculus help. One of the guys told him about our Sunday night group and he asked to tag along."
"Is one of those for me?" Anita asked, eyeballing the two uneaten foot-long cheese steaks on the table.
"Are you going to pretend you don't want it?" I teased, taking out a salad from the other bag. Because I grabbed a salad just in case.
"Oh, God, no. Leave that rabbit food for the other panthers who want to pretend they're human stick figures."
"I'm past that," Anita assured me. Matt put his arm around her and grinned.
"We had a long talk about that. She's done trying to starve herself on my behalf."
Anita punched him in the arm. "It wasn't on your behalf, exactly."
"Hi, I'm Jenna. Are you Chad?" Jenna asked sweetly.
Shit, I hadn't even thought to introduce them. Feeling like an ass, I made the introductions.
"Sorry, Jenna. This is Chad, my new little brother and roommate for the rest of the semester. He just transferred here from somewhere out east."
"Chad, this is Jenna." I bit my tongue to stop myself from adding "my mate" to the end of that.
"Hi, Chad. It's nice to meet you. I just transferred, too, at the beginning of the semester. Welcome to the Ark. I hope you find it as awesome as I have."
"Thanks," Chad said. "It's definitely taking some getting used to, but I'll adapt. My family just relocated out here, and my dad wanted me to stay close to the family. I wasn't supposed to start until next fall semester, but they made an exception for me. I'm a freshman. I rushed Delta Omega Gamma in the fall and they were able to transfer my membership here. It's certainly been different. DOG isn't really comprised of actual dogs back east."
Anita snorted and Jenna laughed. "Really? I thought Matt was the only non-wolf shifter crazy enough to rush DOG. So what spirit animal are you?"
Chad looked around nervously. I saw him eyeballing the chips and already guessed he had a bit of an obsession with them.
I handed him one of the unopened bags and he quickly snatched it from my hand with a thanks.
I'm a squirrel," he finally confessed.
"A squirrel? Really?" Jenna asked.
"Aw, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard," Anita gushed, causing my new little brother to blush furiously.
"Squirrels are a lot tougher than people think," he said, puffing out his chest in a show of manliness.
I bit the inside of my cheek to keep from laughing. In the brief time since I walked back into my room earlier that day, I had learned plenty about my new roommate. First, he loved chips and he squirreled food away, which I suppose was only natural given he was a damn squirrel. Second, that kid could talk. I didn't think I'd ever been around a person who talked as much as Chad. but I also found him to be a truly good guy. He might not be the coolest dude on campus, and he was quirky as all heck, but there was something nice and easygoing about the kid, too. I may not have been thrilled with the interruption to an evening alone with my mate, but I hadn't exactly planned on having her all to myself anyway, so I tried not to let it disappoint me. "Chad, have a seat. Join us. There's extra subs and a salad," I told him, grinning at Anita. "You really wasted money on a salad?" she asked. I laughed. "That's all you ever eat," I argued. "Fine, but no more. I'll eat the stupid salad. Chad can have the other sup," she pouted. "It's okay. If you don't mind, I'd prefer the salad. I don't eat a lot of meat," he assured her. "Oh, well, okay then," Anita said, passing Chad the bag with the salad. "So what spirit animals are you all?" Chad asked. Jenna answered for all of us. "Matt's a jaguar, Anita and I are panthers, and Chase is a wolf." I liked the way she said wolf, more assertive than the others. I noticed a touch of pride in her voice. The thought of her being proud of my wolf sent an extra jolt of thrill through my body. I was very thankful we were seated at the table in that moment. It was pathetic how even something so minor registered as acceptance and excited me. It was even more embarrassing how much I craved any sign of approval from Jenna. I could just see my damn wolf in my head wagging his tail happily. I couldn't let my emotions get away from me. Being so close to Jenna in front of others was dangerous, especially one of her sorority sisters. I switched subjects and got down to business. For the next hour, we concentrated on calculus as I pushed aside every bodily urge that came from being so close to my mate and not touching her. Every now and then, she would brush her leg against mine or squeeze my leg under the table. Just the knowledge that she felt that need to reach out warmed me all over and got me through an exhausting hour of study. In some ways, being bonded now helped calm my wolf. In others, it made things so much worse. I didn't feel the aggression towards others that I had felt during our mating. I didn't want to rip Matt's head off when he accidentally bumped into her, and I had faced those demons previously. No, now I just wanted her on a deep level, all the time. As if the desires weren't bad enough to keep tamed without embarrassing myself, my brain chose the most inopportune moments to flash up pictures of Jenna naked beneath me in my mind. I blamed it on my wolf, on my animal instincts that only wanted our mate in that way, but it probably wasn't fair to blame it entirely on him. I felt like a horny teenager who just couldn't get enough of her. It had been more than an hour since I last tasted her sweet lips, and I was going to lose it if our friends didn't wrap up and leave soon. I couldn't let myself think about the long, cold night I was about to face alone. I don't know if Matt got some sort of brotherly hint or it was just time, but a few minutes later he rose and stretched and admitted he was done for the night. Of course, the others followed his lead as he and Anita left with Chad in tow. The second that door closed behind them and I was certain they had left, I scooped Jenna up in my arms and kissed her. It was like breathing fresh air. She eagerly kissed me back as my hands roamed to the hem of her shirt. I needed to feel her soft, warm skin beneath my hands. The opening door didn't register in my brain until I heard a gasp and a throat clear behind me. Sorry. Anita forgot her purse," Matt said, grabbing it from the chair and trying to pull her from the room as quickly as possible. I opened my eyes just in time to see the truly apologetic look in his eyes. "But what?" Anita was trying to talk, but was obviously shocked by what they'd walked in on, as Matt was busy shooing her out away from the room. "Wait," Jenna finally said. Her voice was solid despite her racing heartbeat. "Anita, come back. We need to talk." "It's okay, Jenna. I got this," Matt assured her. "Uh-uh," Anita said, pushing her way back to the room. "Girl, spill it. I thought you just messed around with him that one night to screw with our sisters."
She perched on the top of the table and waited with unabashed excitement. "Where's Chad?" I asked Matt. "He said he was heading on home." I let out a breath of relief. "Good. Thanks. Make sure the damn door's closed." "Did you know about this?" Anita asked, turning on Matt. No. No, I didn't. Okay, so I sort of suspected, but I didn't actually know. "Jenna, what's going on?" Anita asked, turning her attention back to my mate. I couldn't help the overwhelming need to protect her as I stepped between the two girls to shield Jenna from her friend. "Whoa." Anita clearly noticed my aggressive stance. "Calm down, dog boy. This is girl talk time right now." "It's okay," Jenna said, sounding far calmer than I certainly felt. This was the one thing she absolutely did not want to happen. At least not this soon. "You sure?"
"I'm sure," she said,
and then shocked me back down a peg as she rose up on her tippy toes to press a kiss to my lips before taking a spot on the table next to Anita.
"Please promise me you won't tell anyone about this, Anita." "Not yet. I know it's all going to come out before the end of the semester, but I'm not ready to lose Tessa or any of you just yet. I need some time to prepare for it."
Anita laughed. "Jenna, you're not going to lose us. To be honest, there are a few of our sisters that'll be relieved to hear this. I mean, come on, you're Jenna Lockhart. No offense, but you've never done anything wrong or disobeyed your father even once in your entire life." Jenna flushed red in her cheeks. I started to protest, but she held up a hand to stop me.
"She's right. I've always done whatever it took to please my parents and everyone else."
"Exactly." Anita turned to me as if to say, "I told you so."
"So what makes him worth going against your dad's orders to not fraternize outside our kind?"
I watched Jenna turn beet red, but she raised her chin in determination.
"I don't know how to say this any other way. Anita, Chase is my true mate. My one true mate."
I'm not sure anything had ever shocked Anita more. Her face started to turn an odd shade of purple and her eyes nearly bulged out of her head. Then it contorted, and she started to laugh.
"That can't be," Anita said with certainty. "I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth," Jenna said.
Matt was eyeballing me, equally as shocked as his girlfriend. "A feline and a canine? True mates? I've only ever seen that happen one other time," Matt said solemnly.
"It didn't end well, and it won't be easy, Chase, if you decide to pursue it."
"There's no if to it, Matt. Jenna's my true mate. That's it. You know how my family feels about true mates," I reminded him, since he knew how I felt on the issue already.
"Do they know?" he asked.
"Yeah. They haven't met her yet, but my family is well aware of the situation and looking forward to seeing her over spring break. The pack has been notified too, and so far so good," I told him.
"Wait, you officially notified your pack?"
Matt asked, even more shocked than before, and I just grinned and nodded.
"What does that mean?" Anita questioned.
Panthers didn't follow the same rules as wolves. She didn't understand the pack or our customs. I grimaced slightly, realizing Jenna needed more information on that, too, on the off chance someone challenged her. I didn't expect to go through the trials. What other wolf besides me would want a panther for a mate? But I hadn't thought about it from her side. Someone could challenge Jenna for me. I bit back a growl at the thought just as Matt yanked my shirt collar down. He and Anita gasped simultaneously at the sight of my bond mark. Anita reached over and revealed the same on Jenna.
"Are you insane?" she shrieked. "Your father is going to kill him and probably still disown you after he's dead."
Jenna turned white. Clearly she hadn't thought things through from my side regarding her family situation either. We still had some talking to do. I vowed to do just that over the weekend at the cabin.
We were so distracted and wrapped up with each other and settling in that we didn't exactly do much talking about that sort of stuff.
It's going to be fine, Anita, I said, trying my best to sound confident.
I can't believe you're bonded. And to a dog, Anita said to Jenna. I didn't take it personally. We already knew the prejudices we'd have to face.